What were you just saying? Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee?
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know where that
But the older you get, it's hard. It's still harder to pee. What? I don't know.
I've heard that.
Yeah. That's one of those
things. Is that true?
Yes, it's true.
According to who?
I believe that it might have been Seinfeld that said, no, was it? I think Seinfeld was the one that said, mm-hmm. No, it wasn't him. It was Ace Ventura guy.
Okay. Dan Marino?
No, the guy that played Ace.
Jim Carrey?
Yes, Jim Carrey said, the only thing that I've noticed about getting older is it takes longer to pee.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, you feel exactly the same as you did when you were young. Yeah, it took us like 5 minutes to get to that.
Yeah. Actually, I was just, you know.
All right, we're underway. So Okay. We're rolling. Everything's going good. How are you today?
Good.
Thank you so much for taking some time and just staring at me for a little while, because I always appreciate that.
Okay. Because
generally all I see is the top of your head, which is lovely, by the way.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Usually you're looking at a phone or a computer.
Oh, yeah.
See?
I had to look down to see.
It's like, oh my gosh, he does see that. And that's why this morning when I was telling you that you should just shake your hair and wear it like the brain dead girl, that...
Oh, yeah. I was going to correct you.
You're like, no, that show's not called Brain Dead. It's called Brain Damage, because that's what you always call
it. That's what you call it.
No, but I got it right.
I know.
Brain Dead. But that's how she wears her hair. The star of the show, the only reason to watch that show is that girl.
Oh, I know.
Because the show itself is just,
I like her,
dumb beyond belief. But she has really good hair.
That's not true.
She's
and it has Tony Shalhoub.
And you have the same hair, but you're afraid to just floof it out, to just let it run wild, be free. Because
I don't have her face shape, and I don't have her look, so it's not the same thing.
That's not up to you to decide.
It's not the same thing.
I'm the one that spends most...
It's up to me to decide.
No, because I'm the one that spends all of my time looking at the top of your head. So,
and I'm the one who has to wear this hair around.
I should get a say in what it looks like.
You can argue your point all day,
that's a good point.
I have to wear this hair.
We need to form a political party that, you know, gives us the right to judge other people's hair.
Or tell them how to wear it?
Yeah.
I think that's already a thing.
Is it a thing?
Mm-hmm.
As you damn hippie.
There are some some groups of people that can't cut their hair or can't wear their hair down or...
Really?
Can't color their hair or curl their hair.
But is that by their choice or by external decision?
It's like a religious thing.
Because if it's... Yeah, but it's their religion, right?
That's an external thing.
But it's not somebody else's religion. It's their own religion.
It's their own religion. But it's an external thing telling them that
they choose to do that, they're doing that of their own good or free will, right? For their religion.
Right. But it's their religion telling them not to do that.
Right, but it's not somebody else. But it's not somebody else's religion, and that's the problem that we have, is we have people believing that their religion has the right to tell other religions how to live their lives, and they don't. They don't.
What?
They don't have
that
right.
What? That happens?
We just thought we were talking about brain damage.
I know. So yes, I'm going to wear my hair the way I want to wear my hair. And not the way you want me to wear my hair.
I'm saying just give it a couple of days of the free and easy hairstyle.
No.
And see if people don't come up to you and be like, hey, can I be your friend?
No.
Because they will.
I don't need any more friends.
Well, you're kind of a weird friend anyway, because you're one of those
I'm
friends.
I'm a weird
that,
friend.
Well, yeah, because you
I'm
love having
friend.
Friends.
I love having friends.
But you don't necessarily like spending time with them.
I just want to say I have friends.
I want to tell my other friends that I have other friends.
That's right. I do.
So don't get too comfortable in your friendshipness.
No. The thing is, you know, you have friends and you have to commit time to those friends. And I don't have a lot of time to commit. So
I know. Because
I make friends with other friends who don't have a lot of time to commit. So we can say, hey, that's my friend. But we don't have to spend a lot of time together because we don't have a lot of time to spend.
You know what? You could take out a Craigslist ad on that very same subject.
I am going to.
And the responses you get would not be what you're looking for, I'm pretty sure.
Really? Think it's going to turn into some sex thing?
Yes, I do.
Wow. Yes, I do. That's interesting. I'm going to do that and see, like a little experiment.
Take a picture of yourself with your ad with your hair floofy.
I am not going to do that. It's like the summer of hair. You're like pushing stuff. And I'm like, no.
Okay,
no means
fine.
No.
It does. And as a man, I respect and understand that.
Oh, wow. Look at you. I like it. There was a reason I married you.
I know it. That's it right there.
Okay, so floofy hair. Maybe I'll try it. We'll see.
And for my thermometer.
And for your thermometer, yes. So, friends, yes, I have friends.
Oh, well, we were talking about how you don't have time for friends, because what's the new thing? Oh, the new thing is, oh my gosh, and I can't believe you are just following society. You are such a sheep.
I am not a sheep.
With Pokemon Go.
Oh, stop.
That's because it's all the rage.
I mean, it is all the rage.
Wherever you go, there's Pokemon Go.
Yes.
I read the memes from LOL, whatever they're called, and iFunny.
From the app.
Yeah, those little memes. And everything is about Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Not necessarily about it, but the pictures are of Pokemon Go. And there's, you know, it's like everybody's talking about Pokemon Go. And I thought, well, thank goodness we're not going to get involved in that. And then the next thing you know, the thing has already been a thing for a month or two now, right?
Yeah.
And now the kids came in and they're like, oh, we the category.
I started playing Pokemon it when Go. It first came out, just so you know.
Oh, you've been yeah. secretly playing Pokemon
no,
Go?
No, not secretly.
You haven't said anything about it. We haven't been driving down the street and you're like, there's a Pikachu.
Well, that's because you can't drive down the street and play Pokemon Go.
You can't?
No.
You've got to be outside? Why?
No, it's not that you have to be outside, but you can't be traveling in a car because you're going too fast to catch the Pokemon. That's why people walk everywhere.
It's so much fun that you know that.
I know, isn't it? And I didn't talk about it because there was not really any reason to.
You're a wealth of information on every topic.
The boys are like, let's play Pokemon Go. And so I'm like, yes, Pokemon Go, let's do it.
And what sorts of animals do you collect on Pokemon Go?
Oh, I have an Ekans, which is a snake-like one.
Okay.
And a Pidgey, which is a
bird. Does Pidgey have a friend named Poopy? Is there a Pidgey and a Poopy?
Oh my goodness, I knew I shouldn't have said that. So anyway, lots of little animals, and they're fun and they're cute. And I saw a video on Facebook.
Oh my gosh, here we go.
I know, where they had grandmas playing Pokemon Go, and they thought it was the best thing ever.
Oh, so that means the kids aren't going to like it. Like, the kids don't like the Facebook because that's grandma's thing.
No, that's not true. Although, you know, there's a group of people that when Pokemon first came out, that group of people, when it was popular, are like really unhappy about the new people that are liking Pokemon Go.
Well, it's just like any place else. If you live in Durango, Colorado, you say, we can't have any more people come in here.
Because I'm already here.
Yeah, because you'll ruin the experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I got here first, and now we're not letting anybody else in. That's how we are with immigrants
as well. Well, it's a thing. I mean, I worked at a Target store when Pokemon was really big, and I was a stalker, overnight stalker.
You were a stalker?
Yes, a merchandise stalker.
Oh, a stalker. I thought you were a stalker.
Stalker.
What are you stalking?
Stalker.
Watch out, grocery store people. Jamie's out stalking again tonight.
Shut up. Anyway, it was Black Friday, and there were people fist fighting in the toy aisles over Pikachus.
Well, people have done that over all kinds of things.
Well, I know. It's like the Tickle Me Elmo and
Cabbage Patch Dolls.
It's like, I remember when it first started and it was a thing and it was crazy.
But
I was a teenager.
But you weren't. Well, yeah, but I was curious why they would resurrect something like Pokemon, which appeared to have run its course and was gone.
No, Pokemon still has been a thing for a long time.
It's got a following, but it doesn't have a big following. It's not a gigantic thing.
Our kids went through a huge Pokemon
phase
where they had Pokemon cards and were trading cards and doing all that fun stuff. Because
they grew out of it.
Well, not necessarily.
Oh, you just got to be difficult, don't you?
Well, I am contrary.
What's the other thing that you just learned about on the internet that now we can actually use to our advantage if we want to be crooks?
So I was really proud of myself because our oldest had a master lock.
A padlock?
Yes.
With the little spinny dial.
For your locker. Uh-huh. And he didn't remember the combination anymore. It was from like 2 years ago. And I hate buying new ones because they're so expensive.
So you went to YouTube.
So I cracked his master lock. I was so excited. Don't tell people.
And now
we're he's like, Mom, are you going to be breaking into kids' lockers or what?
Yeah.
I'm going, seriously, it took me like 3 hours to crack that lock. Pretty sure that's not going to be happening.
I don't know. You could, we could just do that as our regular thing on Saturday afternoon. We can go spend the day at the storage lockers.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Like, except not.
Hey, what did... You should, don't point to me like that. I wasn't being serious. I wasn't,
you got the mean mom look.
I wasn't saying that we were necessarily going to actually do that because that would be...
So, but you're giving people ideas.
Yeah, don't do that. That's dumb. Don't do it.
Well, it is dumb. And I can't believe you even wanted to talk about that. That's stupid. I was just really proud of myself. And you're like, why didn't you post that on Facebook? Because I really don't want people to be like, yes, now I know how to do this and I'm going to go be a thief.
Yeah, I guess.
That's really kind of dumb.
Well, don't do it. Don't go be a thief. Remember, locks don't keep in stuff. People do.
Okay. I'm not really sure what that's supposed to mean. But all right. So I just hate buying new ones and I think it's ridiculous. And there was no other way to figure out what the combination was. So I had to do it myself. And now he has a lock again and I don't have to go buy a new one.
Yay.
So that was the whole point.
See, and I'm for that as well.
Me too.
And plus, I'm just the fact that you... Whatever the problem may be, you believe that there's a video somewhere out there on YouTube that is going to walk you...
Well, it's not on YouTube.
It's not on YouTube?
Why do you think I always go to YouTube?
I don't know, because that's where I would go.
Exactly, because you don't have any other resources.
I don't.
You're not our tech person.
I am not the tech person.
I know.
I am thankful each and every day that we have a tech person
in the house. And I'm not saying anything about YouTube being bad or anything, because there's plenty of videos on YouTube. I just, like... Bing and Google and all of those search engines, I really use my resources and I know where to look for things and I know the kind of wording to use. And so,
and we're thankful. We're thankful that you can find those videos and that you're willing to give it the old college try every single time, no matter what the problem is, big or small. You're going to find something about that's going to teach you how to do it and you're going to do it.
Right.
And you're going to do it well.
That's right.
You're not going
to... I'm not going to half-ass it.
Putz around, yeah. You're gonna do it well. No matter what you do, and that's a good thing. And I hope we're instilling that in the boys, that if you're gonna do something, do it well.
No, we're not. You know what we're instilling?
Even if it's the most unpleasant thing in the world, do it well.
Do you know what we're instilling in the boys? Mom is the tech person, so go have mom do it.
I know,
you started that.
But you also, when they come to me and they're like, the sum's not working with the Xbox.
Xbox is broken.
And I'm like, that is not my department.
Talk to your mom. And I'm like, I'm just doing what anybody else could do.
I'm just here to do the laundry on my computer. If you have a laundry issue, come to me.
If you have pink socks, I'll tell you how to fix it. No, but
so
like
the pinker?
The other day we had an issue and there was something going on. And so they like bring their stuff to me and then they expect me to do it right now.
Yeah.
Do this right now.
Everything is on their time.
And I'm like, wait a minute. I have 10,000 things.
And then they get mad at you.
Yeah. Like really mad.
Like, hey, who's in charge here?
Exactly. I'm going, yeah, that'd be me. And I have to cook dinner. So if you don't want dinner, then I'll deal with your tech issue.
Mm-hmm.
So you cook dinner.
Anyway, the other thing that I want to make sure that we instill in them is to be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
To be thankful for the thing. Every single day, I'm like, I am so thankful that I have running water.
Oh, gosh. That's what I said in the shower this morning. I got in the shower and it was so nice and warm. And I said, I am so thankful for running water. I am so thankful for hot running water.
Yes.
I am thankful for this house that we live in.
And electricity.
That allows me to have a shower every day.
All of these things, those are the things that drive me crazy about this whole group of people that are known as survivalists or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That they believe that the world will be a better place when we don't have air conditioning. They believe the world will be a better place when we don't have heating. They believe the world will be a better place when we no longer have sewage systems.
You know, but there's a reason that we invented these things.
I know.
There's a reason.
To make our lives better.
Yes, to make our lives more convenient, to be more productive, so that people aren't getting sick and getting diseases and all this stuff.
We need to remember to be thankful for those things.
Yeah.
And don't say the world would be better off without them. You know, people that are cheering for the end by whatever means.
Yeah.
That are saying we'll be better off without these things. We will not.
Right.
And our life expectancy will go down.
Absolutely.
We as a species, and I understand that a lot of you survivalists think that we as a species should disappear anyway. And you can make your argument however you want to, but
really?
Don't try to make it happen.
Really?
It's not your business.
No way. Really?
There's a lot of people in the world that think that we as a species should cease to exist. And they do their best to make sure that that happens. I don't know why.
That's crazy.
It's not
I would not want to cease to exist.
It's not the music that you listen to. It's not the movies that you see. It's not the games that you play. It's something inside of you that is wrong. And that is one of the reasons why we need to increase funding for mental health.
Absolutely.
Because everybody should have the ability to say to another person, I think that we as a species should cease to exist, and that other person should say, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's find out where that comes from. Before you do anything dumb, let's take some time and just talk about that, shall we?
Though, on the other side of that, there are lots of very intelligent people like you who believe that they don't need help, that they don't need counseling, that it's not necessary for them because they know the system.
How about if we do a once a year mental illness checkup?
Okay.
Everybody is required to do a once a year mental illness checkup.
Okay.
And if you require further assistance, then we can do that.
Yeah, but what if that person refuses?
Well, still they've had that once a year checkup. So somebody sat across from them for an hour and talk to them and found out how they were in the world, what they're doing. You know, and even if they refuse to answer any questions, you're still learning a lot about a person. Body language tells you a lot.
And what about those people like Timothy McVeigh and the serial killer that was a normal guy? Who is he?
There's a lot of, yeah.
But they're like normal people. And they could totally pass themselves off as sane and normal people. What about that?
People will still fall through the cracks. No system will ever be perfect with anything. No system will ever be perfect. But if we don't do anything at all, using that as an excuse to not do anything at all.
Well, I'm not using that as an
excuse. But a lot of people do. A lot of people say, well, the bad guys are still going to get guns. The bad guys are still going to get away. The bad guys are still going to... All these things.
Of course they are.
So they say we shouldn't do anything at all.
It's going to be lessened. And that's the point. The point is getting some way to lessen the problem. We have this huge epidemic in our country right now where people are just getting guns. And terrorists are making fun of us. You know, these people are making fun of us as a country because they can get guns. No problem here. No background check. No reason to stop them from purchasing a firearm legally.
Wait, weren't we talking about Pokemon Go?
Yes. Sorry, I'm on Facebook.
See right there.
I am addicted.
I'm looking at the top of your head again.
And I really have said this over and over. I need to nip this in the bud. Just get off Facebook and not go back.
And we always say that when we're at restaurants. We're like, oh, we've become that couple.
We have not become that couple, though.
That couple where she's on her phone and he's on his phone and they don't speak to each other.
We are not that couple.
I refuse to allow us to be that couple.
Well, we're not that couple.
That's why we do this. Just so that I sit across from you and I see your eyes and I see what you're doing for an hour.
Right.
Not an hour.
Except when I'm checking Facebook.
Which is fine. I have no problem with that. Mm-hmm. You know, I just don't want us to be the couple that... Are you on Facebook?
Okay, so I'm
this
on
very
this
second?
Post. Yes, I'm reading this post and it's really ticking me off. So, I'm sorry. My bad. It's really making me mad. And my brother posted it, so that's even worse.
Oh, we
and I've
about
started
that.
To unfollow people because...
I know, you said that.
I don't want to read this crap.
But
it just sucks.
You know, they probably say the same thing about our crap. Well, they do say the same thing about our crap, except
they do, and they're vocal about it.
And the difference is they refuse to look at facts. Facts really don't matter.
But they want to say that they have facts, and they spout out all this stuff, and it's like...
Okay, what's this one say?
So it's this little cartoon, and it says, I'll run over and pick up both our welfare checks, then drop by the university to see what's holding up our federal education grants. You go by the free clinic for a pregnancy test. If it's positive, fill out the paperwork for government assistance, baby bonus, and WIC. Oh, recharge our food stamp cards and pick up my free glasses. Let's meet back at noon at the State House for a mass picketing against those greedy Republicans who want us to go get jobs.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
This is bullshit, first of all, because this is not how it works.
Yeah.
I don't know.
By the way, I have a job for full time, 40 hours a week.
Okay, so here's the thing. This is what people do not understand. If you have never had any kind of government assistance, you do not understand how it works. I can tell you right now, having received government assistance in the form of food stamps that and Medicaid, that you have to provide proof of everything, all of your income. And they can look you up in their system and they can say, oh, they have a job. They have a job at this place and they're earning this much money. Oh, and they collect child support, or they're paying child support, and this is how much they're paying for rent. This is how much they're paying for their utilities, and they check up on everything.
They look at every possible thing, and plus, the vast majority of people that receive government assistance do have jobs. Mm-hmm. They have full-time mm-hmm. jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a headline the other day, and I don't want to get off topic because I want to talk about this, but I saw the headline the other day that said, Walmart workers cost taxpayers $6.2 billion last year.
Yeah.
Walmart workers, okay, it wasn't Walmart workers' fault that they were only making
making. No, it's Walmart's fault.
And then why was that phrased like
and
that?
And then,
Walmart workers cost us $6.2 billion?
No, they didn't. Walmart is the number one place that people spend their food stamps.
Yeah. So
they don't pay their employees enough money at full time mm-hmm. for them to be able to afford food. And then they're upset because they collect food stamps, but they get all of that money from food stamps.
Right. So they not only are they not paying their employees, they're actually making a profit on those very selfsame employees because we're giving them food stamps so that they can survive.
Well, and then there's this whole movement of people who are like, I cannot believe that there are people on food stamps that buy steak and seafood and vegetables and organic stuff. And I'm going, seriously, what would you like them to eat?
Well,
what would you like them to eat?
It's not your job to judge people. And you don't
know exactly. You don't know what they're buying that steak for. Maybe it's their 35th anniversary.
Yeah, maybe little Jimmy only wanted one thing for his birthday, and that's the only one thing he's going to get for his birthday.
Yeah, and they couldn't afford anything else. And maybe they're going to go without food
for the next two days.
Yeah, because they bought that one steak.
Yeah, because steak, you don't even let me go in the meat department.
Oh, no, because
she doesn't.
It's so expensive.
And I freak out.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And it's like buying a pair of pants. That is way too expensive. I am not doing it. We would never have meat.
No,
because it doesn't matter if we're getting food stamps or if we're not getting food stamps or whatever. Meat is expensive.
Yes, it is.
It should not be that expensive. And you know what? If you're getting food stamps and you go out and you buy a steak, whatever. Fine. Good for you.
Exactly.
Congratulations. You're going to have good meal this month.
Because I do not know whether you work or not. And I do not know why you're buying steak. And it doesn't matter because it's none of my damn business.
Well, and the vast majority of people that receive government assistance all have jobs. They already have jobs. Mm-hmm. So you can't be talking about things like that.
Well, and you know, those same people that are saying they're buying all of this stuff and they're doing all these things and they're getting away with ripping off the government. You know, those people, you don't know anything about them.
And there is a certain percentage of people that receive government assistance that do not have jobs. Those would be
unemployed people.
The right wing loves to talk about these numbers, and they boost the numbers by including things like children.
Uh-huh.
Yes, there's a lot of children that don't have jobs that receive food stamps.
I wonder why.
There's a lot of them. A whole lot of kids are getting free health care because, you know, they don't have jobs.
College students.
Mm-hmm. Well, college students. Students are a big group of that. Mm-hmm. Also, disabled veterans, mm-hmm. that they include them in that group.
Also, the elderly.
And the elderly. Yep. All of those people don't have jobs, but they are getting government assistance.
Yes. But, and you know, it's sad that those people need government assistance.
So the person that posted
veterans,
that,
our elderly people.
The person that posted that on Facebook, which of that group of people do you want to go out and get jobs? The children, you want the kids to go out and get jobs? Because that takes us back to, what, 1903? And that's what the right-wingers were complaining about in 1903, that we can't have regulations that we need the kids to work. We're going to go out of business if children aren't working at our factories.
That's right. We need people 24/7.
They were honestly arguing that. It's the exact same kinds of arguments that we're having today over the crazy things that we're having arguments about today.
Or would you prefer to have your grandpa working at the mall?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you want? You want our elderly people who are in assisted living, who are too old to be out there scrubbing toilets and floors at the mall, you want those people out there working? Or would you rather our veterans who have PTSD, who have already fought for our freedoms in this country, to go out and get jobs? You want those people to get jobs too?
It's really crazy when it's a crazy mixed up world when the liberals are actually the ones that are more patriotic than the Republicans.
Yeah, I know.
Because for years now, the Republicans have sort of owned the patriotic thing. There's like flag waving and,
mm-hmm.
and
I'm more American than you.
Yep, definitely. I'm the most American. I'm the most patriotic. But when you love America,
our military
needs
more.
When you love America, but you don't love Americans, that is not being patriotic, my friend.
Oh, but it is. It is, because I want our military to have more money. That's what I'm fighting for.
Except our military is good.
I'm fighting for a stronger military.
You know, and that drives me crazy, too.
I know.
Because our military is, we spend more on our military than the next 10 countries mm-hmm. combined.
Mm-hmm. But that's why we have a great country. Oh, wait, we don't have a great country. I don't know which it is anymore, because, you know, some
say... But whatever
say,
it is, we're going to make it great again.
Yes. And back to this post, you know, absolutely that is not how it works. In fact, I have a family member who works with the Human Services Department and helps people get qualified for state assistance, and most of those people work. They work and they just cannot afford to support themselves for food.
And
they
if you take a look at it, just take a look at it on its face and just read through it and understand what it is that you're saying and think about the people that it affects, then you'll see that of course it's bullshit. Of course it's bullshit. Why would you even think for a second that was true? And I'll tell you why you think that's true, because those sorts of things on Facebook and whatever, those are shared by a lot of people, mm-hmm. a lot of people that, you know, share things like that, but they're not created by them. They're created in a graphics department by a company that's owned by a billionaire who said, this is what we're going to do.
Yep.
We're going to make sure that they don't look at us, and it costs us far less money to put these things out than it costs us to pay taxes.
Well, let's talk about this. It talks about drop by the university and see what's holding up our federal education grants. Well, when you have so many unemployed people because they're not qualified for the jobs anymore, what would you like them to do? They cannot afford to go to school, so the government assists them by giving them grants. And did you know that should you drop out of school and not use that grant for school, then you will be required to pay that money back? So it's not free money. You have to actually attend school to get that money.
Right.
So I don't know what you want from that.
Even the person that posted that particular thing, they should be able to get an education too.
Right. I agree.
And they should stop looking at it like it's somebody else when it's actually them too. Because if they want to continue their education, if they want to learn something more, if they want to get a different job, a better job, then they should be able to go and get a university grant.
Right. Oh, and this line about recharging our food stamp cards. You can't recharge your food stamp card. That's not how that works.
Yeah,
if you've ever received SNAP benefits, you know you get that money one time a month.
And once it's gone, it's gone.
Exactly.
If you spend it all today on steaks and lobsters, then you have no more money for the rest of
right.
the month for food.
You have that much money per month. Mm-hmm. That's how much you get.
Yeah, you don't recharge it. You don't refill it. It's like, hey, this is empty. Fill it up again.
So if you have $200, let's say, for food from your food stamp card, then when that $200 is gone for the month, it's gone for the month. You don't get any more. You can't recharge it. I'm sorry. That's not how it works. Pick up my free glasses. Okay.
It's like...
And that has anything to do with anything because they're free?
If your eyes are bad and you're an American, you don't have the right to get them checked or looked at or get glasses. I don't understand why we're angry about that.
Go by the free clinic for a pregnancy test, the free clinic. Okay, so you don't want them to get any sort of health care at all?
Yeah, no health care of any kind.
Right, so I can't go anywhere to find out if I'm pregnant or not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't understand the reasoning. Yeah.
Then make sure you have that baby, because then it's not going to have any problems in its life.
Well, you know, they're talking about poor people. They're talking about poor people here. Yeah. And they want them to go and not have a baby, but they don't want them to be able to get an abortion. I want to force you to have this baby because I am a pro-lifer. But I do not want you as a poor person to receive any sort of assistance for having that baby because you know you can't afford it. And I don't want you to receive any kind of assistance to be healthy to have that baby in the form of food stamps or WIC. I do not want you, after you have that baby, to have the health care right. to take care of the baby or the food stamps in order to feed the baby. What do you want?
So this whole post, which was created by a billionaire, part of a marketing campaign, and forwarded by unsuspecting dupes, why would the billionaire class, why would a billionaire say, it's better for me if you hate poor people? You should hate poor people.
Because then I get to stay rich.
Yeah, because nobody looks at me.
Yeah.
And I don't have to, and it costs me way less to put out a few of these things than it would if I had to pay my taxes.
Mm-hmm.
If I actually took the time to think of the fact that I'm an American as well, and that it means something to be an American, and I should be happy to be paying my fair share to make sure that everybody can get glasses, that everybody can get an education, that everybody can get the things that every American deserves.
That means that's money out of my pocket.
I know. So stop blaming the poor people, because it's not the poor people, and it's not the immigrants that are messing up your life.
What?
It's not. Those are not the people that are messing up your life. The people that are messing up your life are billionaires.
Did you hear that there's a movement of the Native American people that they're talking about kicking out all of the European immigrants? Did you hear about that?
I didn't, but I'm sure that that's a real thing.
It is a real thing.
Yeah.
They're meeting and they're talking about kicking out all of the illegal immigrants.
And you know what
which means us.
And you know what I should do? I'm going to go to their meeting and I'm going to wave a banner and I'm going to be all for it.
Yeah.
And then realize later, after I'm out of the country, they were talking about me the whole time.
Exactly.
They were talking about
me. But they're saying, you know, you guys want to kick out illegal immigrants. Yeah. Let's talk about illegal immigrants, because all of your ancestors are illegal immigrants who came into our land and committed genocide to take away something that wasn't theirs, and now you want to kick out illegal immigrants.
And you want to put one person in power whose decision it is to decide who leaves the country.
Mm-hmm.
That person can pick any group that they want, and they have to leave the country. Today, it's Mexicans. Today, it's wherever the refugees are coming from, Syria. It's all Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
If you happen to be Muslim, no, you are gone.
Yep.
You know, you're going to leave that decision to one person. He's been mad at a judge that was of Mexican descent who was born in the United States.
Uh-huh.
He could be mad at you tomorrow because you're of Hispanic descent.
Yep. And my ancestors are from Spain.
Even though you were born in the United States, your parents were born in the United States.
Their parents were born in the United States but somewhere down the line, someone in my family was not born in the United States.
But Donald Trump could say to you, you need to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're of Spanish descent.
Yes. Absolutely.
He can't make that decision for everybody, and yet he can. And yet there's people that are out there cheering.
That are like, yes, let's get rid of the immigrants.
When they're part of some minority group that somebody could hate too. Maybe you're a Catholic. You know, there's been lots of times when the Catholics have been kicked out of wherever they were or you know.
Or we're the ones kicking someone out.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're not Catholic. Maybe you're Baptist or you're Lutheran or you're Buddhist or
get
Mormon. Yeah,
line them up against the wall.
Let's get rid of them because
they are. Take them down there to Trump's giant wall and get rid of them.
They do not have my beliefs, so they need to go.
So this is why you spend so much time on Facebook, because it's fun.
No, it's not.
I understand why I only see the top of your head, because you're on Facebook going,
yes, that's how I feel. It really is. And I'm like, it just makes me so sad.
I know. And that's why you go play Pokemon Go.
Yes.
Because sometimes you just got to get out there and get a, what are they
and
called?
And catch a Pikachu.
Yeah. Show, Jamie show.